JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 34, The Controversy Over Maimonides.
The works of Maimonides did not receive universal approbation. There were many that disagreed with his philosophy. They disagreed with the use of philosophy to try and explain Torah. There were others that disagreed with his temerity in codifying the entire Torah. Like, who is he? And finally, there were those that were small-minded and were jealous of his success and influence. Because of this, during the lifetime of the Rambam, during the lifetime of Maimonides, he was so great that they were afraid to attack him head on. But after his death, for the next 50 years, there raged a tremendous battle between those that were pro-Maimonides and those that were anti-Maimonides. And the anti-Maimonides people went to great lengths to discredit him. Finally, in their religious zeal, they informed the Catholic Church that Maimonides had written anti-Catholic, anti-Christian works. The church took all of the books of Maimonides that were present and burned them. When that happened, the Jewish world recoiled in horror. And really what happened is that shortly thereafter, King Louis IX of France burned all the copies of the Talmud, basically saying, you know, if you can burn one book, you can burn all the books. Maimonides came out of this unscathed. His reputation exists for all generations. And he himself wrote in a personal letter, he said, time will pass. All of the enmities and jealousies and pettiness of the generation will go to the grave with them. And then the books will have to stand on their own. Either they will be accepted or not. Jewish history has proved not only the acceptance of the books and the acceptance of Maimonides as the chief codifier of Jewish law, but of his greatness, his nobility, and his eternal influence on Judaism. He also influenced the world generally. He wrote treatises on medicine and pharmacology. His philosophy was studied. The church itself translated many of his works and adopted and adapted them. Thomas Aquinas, the famous philosopher of Catholicism, himself used the works of Maimonides in order to come to some sort of idea regarding biblical philosophy. Maimonides died in 1204, but he lives on forever in the hearts and minds of the Jewish people. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.